This is Eli on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a first-year engineering student at Queen's, and I joined the station in September, so I'm still super new to everything. I love sharing my music and getting to know all the cool people here. We have a funding drive coming up from the start of November to the end of December, so if you want to donate, head to the CFRC website at cfrc.ca. If you want to hear more from me, tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to Off the Record. Thank you for your support.
The mood.
With
me.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Walking home late at night? We've got you. Discover Kingston's only nighttime safe walk service, Queen's Walk Home. 100% free and student-run safe walk service, so you never have to walk alone. We operate 7 nights a week, getting Queens and Kingston community members home safely. Requesting a walk is simple. When it's dark out, just call 613-533-9255, start a live chat at walkhome.ca, or visit our kiosk on the first floor of the JADA. Two walking partners will meet you to drop you off at your destination safely, no questions asked. Visit walkhome.ca to learn more about our hours, boundaries, and terms of conditions. Walk smart, walk safe, walk home.
And dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
County, CFRC 101.9 FM. Please, happy days, loving evenings.
At the moment, I'll have to ask you to keep it off the record, as you journalists say.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Eli, and this is Off the Record. Today, we're going to be exploring a bunch of Kingston local bands. So starting us off strong there, we had The Tragically Hip, of course, with Twist My Arm. It's from my favorite Tragically Hip album of all time, Road Apples. Fight Me. It's just the best album. So we're going to be exploring a bunch of different Kingston local bands. But before I go, I would just like to raise your awareness that we're in the middle of our funding drive right now. So if you like your station, like what you hear, it would be great if you could support our station so we can keep going. The funding drive runs November to December, and you can donate at the CFRC website at cfrc.ca. Thank you, and we'll get back to the music. Welcome back to Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was El Dorado and Poets by the Tragically Hip. I promise this whole show isn't going to just be Tragically Hip. There are so many other great Kingston local artists, but they're just so good and they have so many good songs. So we are going to have one more later in the show. Speaking of Kingston local artists, I did kind of lie. We're going to do one that is still Canadian, but not from Kingston. So 2 days ago, on the 10th, November 10th, 1975, is when the Edmund Fitzgerald sank. So 2 days ago was the 50-year anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. If you don't know, it was a Great Lakes ore hauling ship, and it sunk and in Lake Superior. So it's a bit bigger than Lake Ontario here. It's the biggest of the Great Lakes, and they're really only lakes because they're freshwater. Like, they are seas in size. They're absolutely massive. And so the Edmund Fitzgerald was going along its usual route, and there's these big storms for winter that came early, and it ended up sinking the ship, which, terrible. 29 people died, but it did result in a big cultural phenomenon when Gordon Lightfoot turned it into a song, and also a big change in, like, the safety for shipping and stuff. So a big safety improvements in the maritime industry. So it was a tragedy, but also important to remember. So, you know, in honor of that, I know it's probably been played on here a couple times, but I'm going to play Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot.
Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Thank you.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know. With the gales of November remembered. Chigumi. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
homeless when you crashed in. And thank God it's you, yeah. I want you all over me immediately. Can't help my obsession, you're fascinating. And I'm drowning in it. There's no such thing as coincidence tonight. This intervention must be divine. Perfect stranger these days to myself. I needed destruction to rebuild. You're the natural disaster I never knew I needed. Yeah. There's no such thing as coincidence in my life. This intervention must be divine. You introduced me to my.
Said it was all off the record.
You just heard The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot, and then Small Town Disco and Tsunami by Nysons, their local Kingston band, as with everyone else on this show except for Gordon Lightfoot. He's still Canadian, from a small town an hour north of Barrie called like Orillo or something. But yeah, everyone else would be local Kingston. Nysons, they kind of remind me of Gorillaz, like they have a similar sound. Yeah. Speaking of local Kingston, you know what else is local in Kingston? CFRC. It's such a diverse music program, like a real cornucopia or like a mosaic, like a stained glass window of a bunch of different genres. And you can't really get that anywhere else, especially on the radio. So, you know, if you want to support what we're doing, head to CFRC.ca to donate. And also, you could check out other people's shows because everyone puts so much time and effort into their shows and it's so diverse. It's such a cool experience. So definitely donate if you can and head to CFRC to check out other people's shows too, or, just listen in whenever you're free. So we're going to continue on with another Kingston band, Cazador. I actually got the chance to see them live in, September or something. I kind of wandered onto a free concert and they're performing there as well as a couple other bands, and I like their stuff. And so some of the Cazador stuff will be from their new album, and some of it will be stuff that I enjoyed from their concert. Yeah. Please enjoy.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
Was Revolution Number 10 and Talk by Casador. Those ones were both off of not their most recent album, but it's a newer EP called Casador 2. They played some of those. I think they played Talk at the concert that I went to. And then Revolution Number 10 is just, I like the sound of it. Yeah. We're going to continue on with some stuff from Casador's new album, though, which just came out October 24th. Yeah, so brand new.
It's midnight, I'm awake and disguise anxiety as butterflies, turning my peace of mind overdrive. So hide in the eye of my hurricane. I'm terrified to talk about my feelings like I'm alive, living, breathing, feeling. But all this time is slow motion going into overdrive, soaring up into the highest heights. But I tell my friends that I'm fine.
Welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Off the Record, and you just heard Alchemy and Butterflies by Cassador off their new album, Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. I'm pretty sure I heard Butterflies at their concerts, and I don't know if it had been released yet by then, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, we're going to continue on to one of our last bands for the show, because we're coming up to the end here, the Headstones. I think I am required to give a warning that this song does contain some, I guess, explicit material about drug use and stuff, so consider yourself warned.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man were hard up for cash. They stayed up all night selling cocaine and hash to an undercover cop who had a the Monkey Man. He was a poor scout, he went to meet a man. Found out the hard way, nobody gives a damn.
reason, they ran out of gas. The undercover cop calling them, so he didn't think this would last. Jane jumped up out of bed and said, there's someplace I gotta go. She took a gun out of the drawer, said it's best that you don't know. An ambulance rolled up, stayed super close behind. Tweeter pulled his gun away and messed up his mind. The undercover cop was found face down in a field. The monkey man was on the river bridge using Tweeter as a shield. When the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell. The town of Jersey City is winding down again. I'm sitting in a gambling club called the Lion's Den. The TV set is blown up, every bit of it is gone. Ever since the night when they showed that the Monkey Man was on. Maybe I'll go to Florida, get myself some sun. There ain't no more opportunity here and everything's been done. Sometimes I think it's Tweeter, sometimes I think it's Jan. Sometimes I don't think about nothing but the Monkey Man. When the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
Come heavy or don't come at all. You leave your peace at home, that's your call. It never paid to be merciful. Come heavy or don't come at all.
You just heard Tweeter and the Monkey Man by Headstones and Heavy by the Glorious Sons. Apparently, Tweeter and the Monkey Man, that one is a cover of the original by the Traveling Wilburys, like the group with George Harrison from the Beatles in it. And I always thought, because I heard the Headstones version first, and I always thought it was this sort of heavy rock song. Turns out it's not. It's kind of like a folky one, which is really weird. Wasn't expecting that. I kind of like the Headstones version better. Yeah. We're going to finish up today's show with another song by the Glorious Sons, Unnatural Causes, off their new album, and then with the absolute classic, Gift Shop by The Tragically Hip. Thank you for joining me. Hope to see you again next week, same time, 8, Wednesdays at 8, on CFRC 101.9 FM. And make sure to donate if you can. Thank you.
Was it just natural causes, or just fire or crash? Another French pile, a rifle from a balcony. I never thought who do to ask. Well, it's the natural causes. And yeah, who do I ask?
Ryandale Transitional Housing announces its first annual Christmas Toy Drive. Running from November 1st to December 10th, Ryandale invites members of the community to bring a new unwrapped toy to the following locations in Kingston from Monday to Friday, 10 till 4. 146 Clergy Street East, 494 Fieldstone Drive, or 669 Victoria Street. Toys will be distributed by Loving Hands Kingston, supporting 80 agencies across Kingston. If you'd like more information, contact Mandy, programs at ryandale.ca, or Patty, operations director at ryandale.ca.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative.